What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, going to the OVC, Dr. John Pelfrey, somebody who you all know from South Alabama and also from Arkansas and now at Tennessee Tech in Cooksville in Putnam County, Tennessee. Coach Pelfrey, to talk to you, man. How's life up there in Cooksville, man?
Everything is going great. We're very fortunate, excited about our opportunity here at Tennessee Tech and proud of the progress we made last year And we really believe in this group of young men we got here now. So we got a lot of hard work ahead of us still to do. But we got a lot of challenges, obviously, in our league and our non-conference. But we were so excited about it to have a chance to compete in college basketball.
And, Coach, for you, do you feel like the 21 season, I know it wasn't the amount of wins you wanted to have, but you thought that was like the turning point where you kind of knew post-COVID what you had going last year, winning all 11 games in the OVC as well. So you feel like in 21 really kind of turned the point for your program where the guys really believed what you were trying to get them to do all those years after COVID?
Yeah, I think, you know, all of us learned a lot during COVID. There was a lot of things we just had no idea what to expect. Had to come up with different processes of operating, teaching, coaching, even playing. You know, in year two of that, even though COVID was supposed to be gone, you know, it wasn't, you know, we got shut down. A lot of teams got shut down a second time and had to go through some makeup games. For us, it was really challenging because coming out of Christmas was when our shutdown happened and we had to play, I think for 5 weeks, 3 games a week. And, you know, college players are not accustomed to doing that. And that doesn't may not sound like a huge deal, but when you put in classes, when you put in travel, it was a lot. So the second year was about as challenging, unfortunately, as the actual year that we had to deal with COVID. Last year was more of a normal situation, primarily because the young men that were on our team last year, they all had a chance to come and visit our campus or we had a chance to go visit with them. I love technology. This Zoom call is great right now, me and you're doing, but it's not always the best way, you know, to conduct business when you're hiring or you're recruiting somebody, because I feel like I'm much better face-to-face. I need that. I need to look in your eyes. I need to you to kind of see me, read body language. I think those things are really important. So last year, I really believe that, you know, the assistant coaches and our young men, they got it right. And I think you saw that, because it wasn't always easy, but if you're going to recruit to character, if you're going to recruit to, you know, the class, and guys who, you know, find value to leadership and books and ball and being professional, you kind of got to sit down and have some face-to-face meetings. So when it does get hard, you know what you're going to lean on together to get it done. And that's what happened. I would tell you this. I needed those young men probably more than they needed me. Because there's a lot of different ways to play basketball. There's a lot of different ways to coach it. There's a lot of different ways to put it together. Those guys really further my belief in the way we're doing things is the way I want to do it. So I'm so appreciative of them last year. I wish I could have been a little bit better to get us organized, you know, prepared for certain situations in our non-conference, but that's something, you know, now that you've got the transfer portal, you're going to have 8, 9, 10 new guys every year.
Oh, and yes.
As a coach, you're going to have to get comfortable with that, but you're also going to have to get good at how you prepare, how you practice to put guys in situations. So when you go into a game, you're not having to figure it out for the first time. I think that's something that I'm trying to be very intentional about right now is, when you get under 4 minutes, down to that 2 minute mark, what are we going to run? Whose hands are we going to put the ball in? Where can we best excel?
100% coaching. And I feel like this is where it's important. I know back when I played, we didn't have the 4 hours in the summertime. So now, those summertime hours that you have now, those 4 hours, also this time before games on November 6th start, after practice started officially here, that's time to build camaraderie. Kind of put some things in here and there and get guys on one accord, because with all the new players, you got to build chemistry. You can't just imagine if we didn't have the period we have in the summertime trying to build chemistry from September 25th, November 6th. That'll be crazy. But thank God we have what we have now, Coach.
No, it really is. And so with the way the thing is set up now, it's so different than the way I've done it for 20 plus years. Now the season's over with. As soon as it's over with, you start communicating with your team, trying to figure out who's staying, who's leaving. You start trying to figure out, you know, recruiting high school players, junior college players, who's going to be the best fit, who can you get, all those types of things. You've literally got 100 days to put this thing together before you start training camp, so to speak, June 1st. And June and July is important. And like you said, you can no longer kind of let these things happen organically because you're going to have guys around 2, 3, 4 years. That's not the case. You've got to be, again, very intentional and deliberate about creating contact among your team, these collisions where you're trying to create culture. You're trying to help them get to know each other. They got to buy into that. That's got to speed up. I'm still a firm believer that the greater the love in the locker room, the greater the team. And the only way you can have that type of care about each other is to know each other. And if you're not going to be around here but 9 months to a year, which, you know, unfortunately, that's what it's going to be. We've got like 8 new guys again this year. There's just not a lot of time to sit down, or there's not a lot of time to waste days of not being intentional about getting to know each other. So we do different stuff. You're 100% accurate. We'll have meals together. We'll go bowling together. We'll create team building. Obviously, we'll make practice really hard and challenging where they got to lean on each other. But we're also challenging them on their own because the coaches can't do everything. You got to have a player-run program. And if you value leadership, then the best thing you can do is not only take care of yourself, learn your role and responsibilities, but a real leader starts trying to help somebody with theirs. And the place you start with that is by asking somebody about themselves, about their family, where they come from, what do they do, what's important to you. Why are you such a hard worker? Why do you love college basketball? Because everybody's got a story to tell, and everybody's got, in order to get here, somebody's had to help them. And when I know that you know my story, even though you may not be the biggest or the best, I'm going to say, that's okay. That's my dude. I'm riding with him. He knows me. He cares about me. He spent time with me. I understand who he is. He understands who I am. And I want to go to battle with him. So you're right. That is critical. So building relationships every single day is important.
There's this world, Coach Pelfrey, where, you know, things have become so transactional. You don't really know who's loyal to you anymore. But when we show it, you feel it. Relationships are real, because I feel like that in my role as radio host, you know I have to go out there and be relationships with people outside to keep the show going. And people know that about JR. JR's real. I'm going to tell you how it is, and I'm going to be real with you. I feel like that now in this world, because basketball, college athletics now, so test who's really, who's fake. Because now you'll know and feel it, and who really do care about you, who really does care about your well-being, and not just a number to help them win games, or it really helped holistic if you're trying to help you as a young man on and off the court.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great challenge in life, especially in college basketball, because and listen, this NIL and transfer portal has made it even more challenging, because becoming more and more of a business, it's almost professional basketball, right? So when you enter into that world, it's because they're not quite young men yet. They're not quite ready for that. There's still so much learning that goes on. And this is still a breeding ground for, it's okay to make mistakes. It's not okay to keep making the same one 10 times in a row. What you've got to do is you got to learn from that. So yeah. And you don't want to become transactional. And if you do, that's a bad, because you're teaching on that too. I've had it happen to me a couple of times, you know, and I didn't like how I felt being used. And I certainly, now that I'm aware of those types of situations, I want to stay out of that. I don't want to make somebody feel that way. We tell these guys all the time, we're not using you for basketball. So you better go to class. You better get your study hall hours. You better act right, have the right attitude and body language, because you're not that good. None of us are. And so we want to live up to that. We tell the kids that. We tell the parents that. But then there's also a balance, because we are here to win basketball games. So I think it's like being a parent. It's like any leader in any situation. When you have great organizations, it's not always about the bottom line. But the best way to get a bottom line, best way to get a really good outcome, the best way to win is for us to all be bought in every single day about learning, growing, getting better, and taking care of each other.
And Coach, for you having 8 new guys, that kind of trying to figure out that chess piece in this puzzle as you all go to practice right now, trying to figure out who's going to get the play, who's going to be in the rotation. But are you seeing guys really compete harder, knowing that 8 of them are new, and 5 of them are coming back on scholarship returning? So how has that been? How has it been in practice for you guys as you get ready for your close scrimmages here coming up real soon here, end of November 6th, right down the road?
Yeah, I think you've got to get really good at you know, teaching the game in an efficient manner. You got to spend time with these guys yourself. As a head coach, I'm very hands-on. You've also got to have assistant coaches who buy into the philosophy as well. I'm super excited about our staff. I've got 2 guys here that's been with me the whole time, starting year 5. I've got another young man who's been here. This is starting his 3rd year. I've got another young man who's with us, and he's starting his 2nd year. I think there's power and continuity. So I think we can help. We can all be aware and help each other play well in the sandbox, because we can't expect them, meaning the players, to have camaraderie, chemistry, culture, if we're not demonstrating that with the staff. So, but I think you also got to have leadership from guys coming back. Deontay Wood and Javis Harvey are 2 guys that have been on our team. Specifically Deontay, we recruited him to Alabama. Been around him for a long, long time. He knows what we're all about. We know what he's all about. He's able to help us establish relationships. He's able to help take our message to the players when we're not around. And he helps us all have a better relationship with each other. Deontay's amazing because even though he is one of our better players, it's not that he's the biggest or the best either. He's flawed in many ways as a player. He understands the game. He can play multiple positions. It's never about him as a player. He's a very, very, he just plays the game the right way. He's unselfish. He's the same way in relationships. He treats everybody amazing. He knows what it's like to be in different programs and not being looked after and cared for. And I think that really shows through with him. He's irreplaceable. So I think when you've got leadership like that, it really helps speed up your learning curve.
100%, Coach. How has the OVC changed since Belmont and those teams left Murray, the Duke teams coming in? How excited is it if you've seen the new league members of the OVC and how it's kind of remade itself through your time in the OVC?
Well, it's a totally different league. We've lost five programs, and they're all really good programs, you know, specifically in basketball. It doesn't mean the league is any easier. Certainly the travel has gotten a little bit harder. We're not quite the Ohio Valley anymore. We're kind of the Ohio Valley in name only. But, there's really good coaches, really good players. You're finding more and more programs who are transitioning to Division I, who are serious about being Division I programs that have really good facilities and putting resources behind their coaches, trying to invest in their players. It's a real challenge. I think when you go back and look at last season, there wasn't a lot of wiggle room between the top eight teams. I mean, it was a small margin. Matter of fact, SEMO ended up winning, I think, four games in 4 days to win the championship. So I think there's great parity in our league right now.
100%. And I know for me, I told this to Kyle Schwartz at OVC, why are you doing the Mega Day in Evansville? Do it in Nashville. I was like, come up in Atlanta and see. Come up in Delta Evansville. Now it's the media day. So I'm like, come on, man, I need to do better. But yeah, man, like even South Indiana, like Aaron knows guys. Yeah, man, coaches, it's amazing what it is. Like you said, very tight margins, which is good. I think it's opportunity now because, for a while we know this Belmont and Murray State for a little while there, but now everybody's opportunity now, wide open there. So just if we play the right way and we get hired in Evansville, we can go to the big dance too.
No, that's exactly right. And I think we're very excited about our opportunity to be a part of that, be a part of the conversation. Certainly our history here, they haven't been to the NCAA tournament in over 60 years. I think anytime you can, quote unquote, kind of do something for the first time, certainly do something for the first time in a long time, that's pretty special. It'll leave a mark on everybody, especially our players. And that's something they'll be able to take with them, like, here's where we were. It looked impossible. People told us we couldn't do it. We had to go through this, this, and this. We didn't quit. We stayed with it. All these fundamental things you hear everybody talk about. Then all of a sudden we found ourselves in a situation, and now all we got to do is capitalize on our opportunity. Those are life lessons. Those aren't just building a college basketball program. Those are life lessons that these young men, that when we get this done, when we get this accomplished, people want to hire them, whether it's in athletics or in another area of business. Everybody wants to be around somebody that's accomplished something great or that's taken on something hard and not ran from it.
And, Coach, I'm curious, with your guys' location between Nashville and Knoxville, in the summertime, how's it been trying to get you guys internships for their training for life after basketball? Because we all know the ball's up balance for us all eventually. So how's that been trying to get those guys that was a holistic point of view about that internship networking between Nashville and Knoxville so they can have something to fall back on once they leave Tennessee Tech, hopefully with a degree and a pro career down the road after that's over, getting to what they chose to do in school?
Yeah, I think we're very fortunate here. We offer a lot of different things for our guys, from an academic standpoint, from where we're located standpoint, there's opportunities for these guys to be involved in some different things. And if it's something you want to do, we can do it. I always use the example of, like, a lot of times when guys come to college, it's important for them to get three meals, right? And sometimes it doesn't really matter what three meals it is, because some guys just need to eat three times a day, right? But if there's somebody who's really serious about, diving into their diet, eating lean, eating clean, hydrating the correct way, you know, we have resources for that as well. So we feel like, you know, and not everybody's going to want to do that at this age right now. We totally understand that. But we really take a lot of pride here in being able to support these guys in a lot of different areas. And obviously providing them with, whether it's an internship, a summer job, or, you know, some sort of mentorship, just or where they can, you know, ask questions. Like my daughter just graduated and she had three different jobs this summer trying to figure out what she wants to do, what she wants to try, looking at this, looking at that. I think that's really good and healthy.
100% coach. And I'm asking you some, coach, for I understand, I know in OVC, a lot of times you guys play these bye games out of conference to raise money. And how tough is the schedule games these days, coach, with the some conferences going to 20 games, trying to get home games at your place in Cookeville, trying to play MTEs? How challenging is it for you and your staff to come up with a schedule each year, man?
Yeah, it is. You know, I think it's very challenging, no matter what level it is. It's probably the second most important thing you do behind recruiting is getting your schedule right. The one thing I would say is at this level, there's just not a lot of easy games. You can lose literally every single night because there's just not this great gap, you know, between teams at this level. So, and then you throw in on top of that, you've got to play some guarantee games to, you know, bring in some dollars, you know, to help out your program, to help out other programs on campus. You know, those are all types of games where it's super challenging to win, quite honestly. They're never going to be at home. They're all going to be on the road. A lot of times it's in Power Five conferences. So those are super challenging. And then, you know, you try to find some teams maybe that are non-one games, so to speak, to offset that. So you can kind of, if you have to play three, hopefully you can go 3-3. Well, the non-one teams right now, there's a lot of really good teams down there. The non-one teams, they got the transfer portal too. So it's really hard to figure out who they got. And nobody really wants to lose to one of those people, right? So it's then, like you said, if you go to 20 games, it's even less of an opportunity to schedule those games, try to get you some games you can win, and then also get some quality home and home series for, quote unquote, your fans, right? Basketball is really bad for the holidays. You got Thanksgiving and Christmas slammed in here. Kids are off campus. It's challenging for attendance and those types of things. So there's so many things to consider. And it's you know, I think it's a great challenge for us sometimes in trying to communicate with our administration, our bosses, with our conference office people, like how to build a team, how to build a league, how to build a program. And you know, how to possibly get two teams in. It's a great debate. It's not as clear cut, as simple as say, oh, play a really good schedule. Well, you know what? It's hard to tell anymore who's going to be good because there's the transfer portal. Kids yes. are every, you, the teams change so much. So just because somebody was good last year doesn't mean they're going to be good this year. And on top of all that, even if we want to play you and you're a really good team and you're willing to come play us, we got to find a date that works. So, yeah, it's a very complicated. It takes a lot of time, and it's a real challenge.
That's one, coach. You got a contract extension to 2026-27. And tell me about how that made you feel, knowing that the administration sees what you're building over there and seeing 80 of those that you're doing well. So how did that make you and your staff feel there's some stability here for a few more years to keep building the EES program up?
Yeah, you know, I think that was one of the big reasons I felt comfortable getting back into leadership, because I felt like I had a chance to be on the same page with my bosses, Mark Wilson, the athletic director, President Odom, the president of the school. I think that's really important. You got to be in alignment there about how you want to go about doing things. Again, there's different ways to do this, you know, and I think we're on the same page about how we want to do this. So I'm excited about that. Certainly not into cutting corners, taking shortcuts, all that type of stuff. They aren't either. They're very process oriented here as well. And I think I'm not looking to have, you know, one good year and then go away. You know, I'm not into that either. I want to kind of get this place where year in, year out, we've got ourselves in the mix, in the conversation. Not that we're going to win it every single year. That'd be great. Well, if we do, but I think consistency and being in the conversation is kind of where you want to be.
I got one bonus question for you, Coach. Talk about the state of Tennessee and how all the basketball programs are building up so well from you guys, Tennessee Tech, and Lipscomb, Austin Peay, Ryan and Martin, Tennessee State, you know, Brooks over there at ETSU, Dan Earl of Chattanooga, you know, and of course, Penny Hardaway and Rick Barnes in Memphis and Tennessee. So about how the state, and also Nick McDevitt at MTSU, but just talk about the state and how all these party coaches inside the state needs, how these programs are built up and they playing the right way.
Yeah, I mean, you got Chattanooga, you got East Tennessee State. Don't forget Jerry Stackhouse at Vanderbilt. I mean, like, there's a lot of really quality basketball programs in our state. And it's an exciting time to be a part of. It really is. I've been to a couple events, you know, over the summer where, you know, one of them specific was the Coaches versus Cancer of Tennessee, and all those guys were there. It's very humbling. You're in a very select group of individuals, both men and women, who are serious about basketball, who've had success in basketball, who are looking to have more success. Very, very competitive, very humbling. But at the end of the day, it's also very exciting.
100%. Coach Crawford, good to talk to you again. It's been a few couple of years we chatted last, but that does again with you. Hope you have a great success this year. Hopefully you're cutting down the nets in Evansville, and we talk again in March, Coach.
I appreciate you. Anytime.
Thanks, Coach. You be safe, man.
Take care, sir.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.